Uncertainty isn't just a challenge, it's a call to adapt. At Tagoras, we help organizations navigate disruption with clarity and confidence. Whether it's making smarter decisions about your portfolio, understanding shifting market dynamics, or identifying new opportunities for growth, we bring deep experience in strategy, market assessment, and lifelong learning. If you're looking to build a more resilient, responsive learning business, we're here to help. Learn more at tagoras.com/clarity. If you want to grow the reach, revenue, and impact of your learning business, you're in the right place. I'm Salisa Steele.
I'm Jeff Cobb, and this is the Leading Learning Podcast. Today, we're focusing on a concept that might not always get called out explicitly in strategy discussions, but it's absolutely essential, and that's coherence.
Coherence is a big part of what separates good strategies, not just from bad ones, but great strategies from good ones. And coherence can help learning businesses avoid spinning their wheels.
Now, coherence is about more than just being organized or consistent. Richard Rummelt, one of our favorite strategic thinkers, talks about coherent actions. Roger Martin, who's another strategy luminary, describes strategy as an integrated set of choices. And I'd argue that even something like the popular Entrepreneurial Operating System, or EOS, which, as the name suggests, is operationally oriented, is fundamentally about bringing coherence and cohesion to strategy. So these thinkers and approaches are all getting at the same thing, namely that for strategy to work, the parts have to fit together.
And fitting together is key. When your goals, actions, and resources reinforce each other, that is, when they're coherent, you get more leverage. And to hark back to a recent episode, it's easier to create and maintain momentum. Coherence helps your learning business focus energy where it matters most, and it increases your chances of following through on strategic intent.
So, in this episode, we'll unpack what coherence means, how to spot when it's missing, and ways to build and sustain it in your learning business.
So I think it's appropriate to say here a bit more about what we mean by coherence. In general, meaning the dictionary definition kind of way, coherence is a systematic or logical connection or consistency.
But of course, here we're talking about coherence in the context of strategy. And yes, strategy is usually based on a good, insightful idea. But of course, that's not enough. You have to also execute on that idea. And execution is greatly helped by coherence.
We've noticed that the concept of coherence comes up in a lot of writing and thinking about strategy. Jeff, you've already mentioned Rummelt and Martin and EOS and other thinkers that directly or indirectly mention coherence in their thinking and their writing about strategy.
Yeah, it really is just core to so much of what's been said about strategy over the past several decades. And that's true even when the specific term coherence is not necessarily used. Like, you know, Michael Porter, for example, who is widely regarded as sort of the father of competitive strategy, he doesn't really use the term coherence, but he definitely stresses strategic fit. And he stresses that good strategy involves activities that reinforce one another in a system, what he calls activity systems. So that's Porter. And then Rummelt, who we've mentioned, talks about coherent actions and says that strategy is a coordinated effort, not just a wish list, which I think is what it often ends up being with many organizations. Roger Martin talks about strategy as integrated choices. So it's not just goals, but how goals, capabilities, and activities interconnect, how you have a sort of logical consistency among them. Another person I'll mention who doesn't tend to get quite mentioned quite as often is Henry Mintzberg, but he's another well-known strategic thinker, and he defines strategy as a pattern in a stream of decisions and actions, and that, of course, implies coherence over time. So all of that really is just scratching the surface. We could name many other people, but coherence comes up again and again in one form or another.
And I think implicit in all of those thinkers and the thinking that you referenced, Jeff, I mean, coherence is more than alignment. It's more than being organized. Coherence is deeper. It's about this idea of mutual reinforcement. So if we want to tighten up that dictionary definition of coherence, which said coherence is a systematic or logical connection or consistency, we might say that strategic coherence occurs when your learning business's choices and actions reinforce each other in the service of your strategy.
Right. So, you know, just as a simple example, if your learning business is focused on delivering, you know, learning-centered, personalized learning experiences, which is something that, you know, a lot of learning businesses certainly aspire to. If you're saying that that's kind of what you're trying to do strategically, but then you haven't put policies and processes and technologies in place to collect and leverage learner data, then you don't really have coherence there.
So that's a little bit more about what we mean by coherence. I think next we can talk about why coherence is strategic. I delve a little bit deeper there. And in essence, the reason coherence is strategic is because it helps serve as a filter. It helps us make choices. So it allows us to ask, does this fit with what we're doing and why we're doing it when we're in the it? And there can be any particular initiative or activity that your learning business is undertaking or considering undertaking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, another way to come at that is to understand strategy as a decision-making tool, a way to make choices. You know, strategy is a framework which guides those choices that determine the nature and direction of an organization. To quote the definition that was put forth by Benjamin Trigo and John Zimmerman many years ago in Top Management Strategy, which is one of those gems that I think a lot of people don't know about.
And so when you have coherence helping with, you know, helping to serve as a filter, helping with strategy as a decision-making tool, it also helps then with that critical strategy execution gap. You know, it can often be easy to generate an idea, or sometimes it's not easy to generate the idea, but whether it's easy or hard to get to the idea, you still have to then execute on that idea. You have to do the right things in the right sequence. And that can be harder than generating just the base idea so that then you're bringing it to fruition, and coherence really helps with that because we have limited time. We have limited resources. And so coherence really helps us focus our effort.
And we've already mentioned Richard Rummelt a couple of times. He's one of our favorites. And I particularly like the way that he talks about coherence as essentially a means of differentiation when it comes right down to it, because strong coherence in a strategy is actually relatively rare. So just by achieving it, your business becomes harder to imitate. The whole becomes greater than the sum of the parts. And coherence really creates a sort of defensibility by really building a unique system. I've seen this at work, for example, in what NIGP, the Institute for Public Procurement, has done with its certification and education programs. Strategically, the organization is really focused on being a career-long resource for procurement professionals. And to that end, it made the decision a few years back to stand up a new certification to replace one that it had spun out years before. And it also developed a set of learning pathways that aligned with clearly defined competencies, provided for certificates and specializations to align with the career stage and needs of its members, and that also supported the path for certification. It's just, in many ways, NIGP's learning business is just a model of strategic coherence.
And that, to my mind, brings up a metaphor, an analogy we could look at. You think about gears and you think about them spinning, and, you know, on their own, maybe that's fine for that gear to be spinning. But when you get those gears interlocked and when there's helping to drive one another so that momentum on, you know, one gear is feeding into momentum of another, I mean, that's kind of this image of coherence, strategic coherence that we're talking about.
Right, right. Uncertainty isn't just a challenge. It's a call to adapt. At Tagoras, we help organizations navigate disruption with clarity and confidence. Whether it's making smarter decisions about your portfolio, understanding shifting market dynamics, or identifying new opportunities for growth, we bring deep expertise in strategy, market assessment, and lifelong learning. If you're looking to build a more resilient, responsive learning business, we're here to help. Learn more at tagoras.com/clarity.
So we've talked about what we mean by strategic coherence. We've talked a little bit about why coherence is strategic and why it matters when you're thinking about strategy. I think the next thing we can talk about is some indicators or signs of incoherence, what it might look like if you don't have a coherent strategy. I will say that common signs can include things like competing initiatives without clear prioritization. So, you know, maybe you have a number of things, and depending on who you talk to, one is more important than the other, or maybe people would say, oh, they're all important, you know, so there's not that sense of how they potentially fit together, or when push comes to shove, what choice do you make about which one to prioritize, to go back to choices and the importance of strategy and helping you make choices. Another sign of incoherence or strategic incoherence is that you might have, you know, program sprawl without a real clear value narrative. So maybe you're kind of continuing to add to your portfolio of learning products and services without really potentially taking the hard look at what might need to come out, without being clear about what this new product adds, and really painting that full picture of the value that you can offer to the learners that you serve. And then a third common sign is just that the metrics that are being tracked, the data that you're looking at, doesn't tie to strategy. So, you know, maybe you're all focused on enrollments, but you're not really looking at completion or about application back on the job. So again, it's about being clear about your strategy and then making sure that you're tracking that, which obviously metrics are one major way to do that.
Yeah, I like that you mentioned the word narrative in those points. We often talk about being able to, for example, tell a value story. And in general, I think it's a sign of coherence if you can tell a good story about what your learning business is doing. And it's a sign of incoherence if you can't tell a good, compelling, clear story about what your learning business is doing. Now, I would add into all of that misalignment between departments. We see this happen so often. So, you know, marketing is kind of selling one thing, but the education team is delivering another. Or, you know, membership and education are unclear or divided on the purpose of education offerings. You know, is it a member benefit or is it non-dues revenue or is it in some sort of muddled area in between? We see this happen a lot with trade and professional associations.
I think another thing that can come up that can add to incoherence is just the shiny object syndrome, that idea of, oh, there's this new trend, we need to get on the bandwagon, we need to do something with it, but without really asking about what is the strategic fit? Where does this fit into what we're trying to achieve? So that's, you know, one way that that can play out. Opportunism kind of is related to that, just this idea of saying yes, you know, to whatever it might be. You know, you have your board come to you, you have vocal learners come to you and ask for something, and you say yes without really thinking about, again, that overall strategic fit. And is this going to be coherent and help you drive other things forward? Or is it going to just, again, dilute resources and kind of spread out what you might be doing and actually mean that you accomplish less, even though you might be doing more?
Right, right. You know, and so another example of incoherence we'll offer up to keep helping to illustrate this. This is one we see quite often where you have an organization, for example, that's striving for learner engagement, which is something we hear about all the time. We want more learner engagement. We're striving for learner engagement. And so with that in mind, you know, they adopt a technology platform. It might be community software, for example, because community equals engagement, you know, so they're going to get that in place. But then there's really no supporting strategy for uptake of the platform or integration with existing LearnTech or the existing approach to program delivery. So again, there's no coherence there. There's nothing making the pieces fit together and ultimately create that whole that's going to be greater than the sum of the parts.
So next, we want to talk about, how do you go about building and sustaining strategic coherence? Because hopefully at this point, you're convinced that coherence is important, that it's valuable, that it's going to help focus, it's going to help you really deliver and bring to life your strategy. But how do you achieve it? Well, the first step is having a strategy and then making sure that that's communicated and that everyone who needs to be on board is truly on board with that strategy, aware of it, gets the value of it, and wants to play their role in helping to make that strategy come to life. Because you can't even hope to have coherence without that clarity around the base strategy about what you're trying to achieve. So that's step one. You absolutely have to have clarity around the strategy. You have to have that in place and communicate it.
So, you know, once you have the strategy, coherence requires you to reassess existing activities and initiatives. So, you know, are they contributing or are they distracting? If distracting, then you want to end them immediately if you can. If you can't end them immediately, make a plan to wind them down over time. And if there's, you know, somehow necessary but not strategic activities that you have to consider, what can you do to limit the resources on those activities?
And that last case that you mentioned, this idea of something that's necessary but not strategic, hopefully very few things actually fall into that bucket. We sort of put it out there as this idea of there may be some things that fall into that, but you want to be very clear about, okay, why is this necessary if it's not strategic? And then if that's true, as you said, Jeff, then think about what can we do to limit the resources that we're spending on that. So you were talking about kind of reassessing existing activities and initiatives. You're going to want to do the same thing when you're looking at activities or initiatives that you're considering starting. You know, think about how do they contribute to the strategy and how do they connect to other initiatives and activities that you already have going on. Because again, it's about coherence, yes, with the overall strategy, but also the coherence of the activities with each other.
Yeah, and you may need to use or create frameworks or tools for doing all of this. That can be helpful with this sort of thing. You know, what's going to work best is going to depend on your organization, its culture, and where you are in this overall process. But, you know, at the high level, tools like Roger Martin's strategic choice cascade or even Richard Rummelt's concept of a strategic kernel, which consists of a diagnosis, a guiding policy, and then your set of coherent actions, these can be a great starting point. They help to put some definition around it, give you a point of reference for everybody who's involved. Now, when you're operationalizing, you know, developing things like a simple decision criteria filter, which is something we've often done with clients, you can use that to help focus and score specific choices. And you can do this just with something simple like an Excel sheet where you have them all out and you can assign a score and just some variables to them and just work through the factors that are involved in any sort of strategic decision. You can also look at tools like we mentioned the entrepreneurial operating system earlier, and things like the Vision Traction Organizer that's part of that can be very helpful in bringing some coherence to your efforts. Classics like the Balance Scorecard might apply here, or McKinsey's 7S model. And these are all well-known approaches that, you know, even if you haven't heard of them before now, you can find out more about them easily just doing some quick Googling.
And then you're going to want to make sure that once you have these tools in place, you're clear on that strategy, that you're going to make sure that you're having good conversation within your learning business. You're going to need cross-functional teams talking. Coherence isn't just a leadership issue. It is a leadership issue, but not just a leadership issue, because execution happens in the details. So you really need everyone in the team, everyone who's involved in one of these activities or initiatives that helps bring this strategy to life. They need to understand. They need to be involved in these conversations, these discussions, to keep that strategy and the idea of the coherence of all the activity that's happening front of mind for them. Again, some of the tools, like you mentioned, Jeff, can be helpful in keeping the strategy and the idea of coherence front and center. The entrepreneurial operating system, for example, has this idea of, you know, rocks and regular meetings, and kind of lays out some of the cadence of that. So whether you're following a framework like that or doing something on your own, the main thing is that you're going to want to make sure that you're having those conversations and having them frequently and continually.
Yeah. And, you know, I'd also put the Tagoras Learning Business Maturity Model in this camp. We've talked about the maturity model a lot here on the show, many episodes that you can find that deal with that. And it isn't specifically intended as a strategy tool. I mean, it can certainly help with strategy, but what it does provide is a lens on an organization's strategic activities that can then prompt dialogue. And it makes it hard to hide incoherence, in my experience. You know, we've seen, for example, that the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association, NRECA, use it over a number of years, and it has definitely led to productive cross-functional conversation that's guided NRECA in adjusting and refining its strategic activities over time and keeping that sense of coherence alive in them.
So coherence is born of clarity. That's the strategy that you're assessing against, and it also is based in regularity. So don't forget to revisit the strategy, to revisit the activities and how coherent they are regularly. And it's a great idea to have a plan and approach for that in place. And, you know, that might mean a mix of leadership meetings, and it might mean, you know, also full team meetings or full organization meetings if your learning business happens to be housed within a larger organization, as is often the case in trade and professional associations.
And, you know, like pretty much everything related to strategy, I think building coherence isn't a one-time fix. It's a mindset and a discipline. It means continually asking not just what we're doing, but how it all fits together. And at the end of the day, coherence is what transforms a strategy from a list of good ideas into a system of meaningful action. We'll recap briefly and offer some thoughts on next steps, so stick around to the end.
At leadinglearning.com/episode451, you'll find show notes, a transcript, and options for subscribing to the podcast.
If you enjoy the Leading Learning podcast, please do us the favor of sharing this show with one colleague or coworker you feel would appreciate and get value from it.
To sum up, one of the key points we hope you take away from this episode is that often strategy doesn't fail because of a bad idea.
Perhaps more often, strategy fails when coherent actions are not taken to support and actualize the strategy.
Another key point is that clarity about your strategy is a precursor to coherence.
And that clarity and coherence pave the way for momentum. Clarity, coherence, and momentum are not on their own how-tos for great strategy, but they are attributes of great strategy, the kind that achieves meaningful results.
Coherence matters for learning businesses because it guides decisions, focuses resources, and increases the likelihood of meaningful execution on your strategy.
And coherence serves as a filter for choosing what to do and, just as importantly, what not to do. So we encourage you, dear listener, to look at what you're doing in your learning business and ask, are our efforts reinforcing one another or pulling us in different directions and diluting our resources?
Thanks again, and see you next time on the Leading Learning Podcast.